Good morning. Welcome to Chamber Chat. I'm Jack Llewellyn here with Amber Blake from the city of Durango. Before I forget, for all the Chamber's upcoming events, you can simply go to durangobusiness.org. How are you?
Great. Thanks, Jack. How are you?
I am wonderful. I didn't want to really say your title because I was going to make you, you know, like Queen of Durango or some high level, and I knew I'd screw it up. So your official title is?
Assistant City Manager.
Oh, so that multimodal just and all that is underneath that.
Exactly.
Very cool.
So that falls under the Department of Transportation, which is on my side of the organizational chart.
Right, right. And that whole organizational chart kind of switched around and changed. And congratulations on the assistant city manager. It's so much easier to remember.
Thank you.
If I could remember, obviously. But, well, you have got a lot coming up. We've got a lot to talk about. Colorado Cities and Towns Week is September 11th through the 17th. What does this entail?
So Colorado Cities and Towns Week is an initiative that was created by the Colorado Municipal League to promote local municipalities, an opportunity to reach out to the community on a broad spectrum. And this year we're choosing to focus on our capital needs and find out what the community's priorities are. So the city has a plethora of needs.
Right.
And we don't have enough money to pay for everything that we do need.
Okay.
And we are hoping to use this week of events to educate the community on all of the programs and services that the city provides to our residents and visitors.
So I'm sorry to interrupt. Yeah. So we're talking everything from opening the library, picking up trash, recycling, to the transportation, to the trolley, to
everything.
Infrastructure.
Exactly. So and what we're doing is we really have three types of primary types of funding mechanisms, right? So we have special revenue funds. An example of this would be the dedicated sales tax that, you know, Parks and Recreation, the community adopted or voted it in, and we approve the tax, and so we have this tax, and it's dedicated specifically to
parks, open space trails,
multimodal.
Okay.
And a number of other things.
Right.
Pays the debt service on Florida Road and the library.
I wish we had a camera because you talk with your hand. I was afraid you're going to spill your LaCroix. Keep going.
I do. I'm Italian.
So that's one piece.
So special revenue funds. Then we have enterprise funds. And those departments run based off of fines and fees. So an example of this would be utilities. So you pay your water bill, sewer bill. That pays for your utility.
Right.
Another one is transportation services. So that's parking and transit and multimodal.
Mm-hmm.
So the parking fines and fees pay for transit. Transit fares pay for transit. They also pay for the parking operations. So that stays within that fund.
Right. Designated.
So what we're really looking at from the community is general fund. So we have the general fund money that runs a number of different parts of the city. The city manager's office, city clerk, administrative services, public information.
Right.
Finance, so police department, general government.
Right.
And we have a large number of needs in terms of infrastructure, like our streets, for example. Those are general fund.
Right.
How do we pay for all of these things into the future?
Interesting. So people will have an opportunity, it sounds like, during this week from September 11th through the 17th to voice their opinions and provide input and educate themselves first. Because a lot of time people will say to me, well, how come they're doing X, Y, Z? And it's like, well, that was voted on. Well, why? Who passed it? Well, it was voted on 10 years ago or whatever it might be. I mean, I'm trying to explain that. And from an outsider perspective, if you're not in the trenches like you guys are, you don't realize that mechanism. So will people have an opportunity to say, here's what we think?
Definitely. So we have a number of different events. So we also understand that folks are busy and you may not have the opportunity, or the events that we're hosting may not fit into your schedule. So we're going to kick off the week with a virtual city hall survey. You can find the survey online at durangogov.org.
Okay.
And you register, sign in, And then it's a 5-question survey.
Do you have to be a resident of the city? Like I live out just out by Elmore's. Can I still do the survey because I use city services?
You can still do the survey. Uh-huh. And we really ask that you register so we know where you are.
Right.
And of course, our counselors are really wondering that. I mean, it's 2 different points of input. Yes, we want the input from all of our community that, you know, work in Durango. So you live in the county, you work in Durango. We definitely want your input. We also want the input from the residents. So by using virtual city hall, we can look at where you live and see what type of input. And maybe it's the same and maybe it's not.
Sure. Okay.
So we'll have the survey. And as education of that, there's going to be a little video at the beginning. So it'll be a 3-minute video that helps educate you about the process and what we're doing.
Okay.
And then a 5-question survey. It should take no more than 7
five
minutes.
Questions.
It's short.
Wow.
We value your time.
Wow. Nice.
And then we will have on Monday, September 11th at 6 p.m. at the Rec Center. The Parks and Recreation Division is kicking off their update to the Parks Open Space Recreation and Trails Master Plan.
Okay.
So that'll be a public meeting, and we'll also be on hand to have some Cities and Towns Week education right before that meeting.
Okay.
And that's at 6 p.m. And then on Tuesday, we're doing what we're calling Council on the Town. So throughout the day, council members will be with a department head and someone from the city manager's office. We're talking, you know, 81301 Coffee, Zia Taqueria, Nature's Oasis. We're actually going to be going to the Y-Pod event with Dean Brookie. We'll be at the library, the rec center, and
kind of like a community outreach.
Community
where
outreach.
On the road,
we're going
town
to the
hall
people.
Meeting.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So council members will be all over the place. Their unique locations are listed on the website, and you can just have a conversation. And we also want to know what's your pet project or what are we missing? What are we doing well?
I got to tell you, because that is something I always tell people when someone comes up to me and says, oh my gosh, the federal level, whether it was Trump, Obama, whatever. And I go, wow, I can never get a hold of them, but I can talk to a city council. And this
is
a great example. Go make a difference. Don't complain to me when you have an opportunity like this. And this is happening on Tuesday, September 12th.
Tuesday, September 12th.
Okay.
That's all day.
Cool.
And then on the 13th, we'll be at Green Business Roundtable, which is that noon hour.
Right.
And then on the 14th, on Thursday, we'll be out at the SCABQ. And
which is right across.
I'm looking right
at SCA right now. Yeah,
exactly. There will be some beverages available.
And
some food. And then on Friday the 15th, we are partnering with the Chamber for the culminating event where we can have the community conversation as part of your membership meeting.
Right. We're going to have our membership appreciation barbecue, which is at the Rec Center. Mm-hmm. And we've got Steamworks Catering. We'll have Steamworks is going to provide some beverages. We'll have food, beer, wine, non-alcohol beverages. But as part of our business after hours / appreciation, a couple things. We are inviting people to go do the survey, provide their input at the business after hours. And then also we have La Plata Youth Services, who's moving out of the A-frame. They're a benefactor. So if you tip, or you want to participate and make a donation, they're the ones that are the benefactors. But take the time to do the survey, and you got great prizes. So no excuse.
It'll be fun. There will be food. There will be drink. There will be prizes. And you can provide your input and come out having learned something new, and all proceeds go to La Plata Family or La Plata Youth Services.
La Plata Youth Services. And what's really cool about this too is you're going to do it in different, so you're going to have a session, let's say from 5 to 5:30 to 6. I mean, you're going to have opportunities, so you can do this throughout the evening at the business after hours again, which is on the 15th of September, 5 to 7. It's free.
At the rec center.
So what are some of the things that you do here? Because it is so hard when I look and go, how do you prioritize? I am so tired of driving down, whatever, Second Avenue. I mean, it's getting, pothole-y or whatever. Are those the things that you're wanting input?
Yes. Okay. So we are looking, in order to make this all make sense.
Yeah.
We're looking at different types of capital projects. So we have 3 different categories that we're looking at. We've got infrastructure. That would be anything from streets to sidewalks to potholes, alleys, ADA improvements, which is our accessibility improvements. Those are the types of projects that would fall under infrastructure.
Okay.
Then we are looking at facilities. So if anyone out there has ever gone through our police station.
Oh, yeah, it's terrible.
Have you been in there?
Oh, I used to room with two officers back in 1987. I don't think the police station's changed.
I don't think it has either. Maybe a few more walls have been put up to create some
dispatch
more offices.
Dispatch center moved out here in Bodo, but honestly, it's old and antiquated.
Right. So there's a need for a new police station.
Right.
So when we have the next category, which would be facilities, that would be one that tops the list, the police station.
Right.
So in the facilities category, we have facilities needs. And there's a facilities master plan, and we're using that as the basis of the number for those projects that are needed.
Right.
And then the third would be technology.
Oh, okay.
Communication, so website, records retention, fiber optic, broadband, all of those pieces would be another type of infrastructure that's needed. So we've broken out three categories with subcategories underneath, and that's what we're looking at prioritizing, because all of those things are funded with general fund dollars.
Okay.
That's, you know, sales tax.
Yeah, and the sales tax, obviously, you know, when you're looking at sales tax, you're like tracking and going, oh, is Amazon impacting? And this is why we have the Look Local First campaign and Local First, because that all helps to spur the economy, and sales tax revenue then allows the city to do the things that are necessary, why we all love Durango.
Right. I mean, stormwater is another one. We had some flooding that happened earlier this year.
Right.
Right. So the stormwater infrastructure is not where it needs to be to meet all of our needs.
Okay.
So that's another one that's general funded.
So if anybody wants to find out information that kind of we ran through the list, again, this is Colorado Cities and Towns Week, September 11th through the 17th. What is the city's website where they can go in and find all this information?
So if you go to durangogov.org/cities and towns.
Okay.
And it'll all be right there.
And when is that going live? Is it live now?
It's live right now. Okay. We will be updating it as we create more materials and have more information. There's two more events that I wanted to mention.
Oh, please.
The Happy Trails Festival that Trails 2000 is putting on, that, you know, the Fondo will be ending there. We will be at that event as well. So that is on Saturday the 16th.
Okay.
And come check that out for sure. And then the Kiwanis Pancake Breakfast, we will also be attending.
I'm a Kiwanian when I make it.
Yes. And we will be there at different times throughout the day just to survey folks if they're interested in providing their input.
I recommend you're there from 7 to 9 in the morning and then from 11 to 1 in the afternoon and then probably like, you know, 5 to 7 at night. Those are the peak periods.
Those are the peak periods.
They're flipping the pancakes.
Perfect. And we all love pancakes,
absolutely. And you can get your tickets from any Kiwani and it's only $10. Children under 12 are free.
Fantastic.
All at the fairgrounds.
Wow. Yes.
What did we forget, Amber? We got about a minute.
What did we forget? So we're doing this because we want to make sure that we are spending your tax dollars, how you'd prioritize it.
Right.
Council is
really
concerned with understanding the broad priorities of the community and wanting to make sure that the community understands what the needs are.
Right. Well, and also, and again, I want to point out, you cannot complain if you, I would say, don't complain, no complain if you don't vote. And then also this, you've got opportunities galore, whether it's at the library, whether it's a virtual city hall, a community rec center, at our business after hours, all these different things to provide input.
And we want to know what matters to you, and we're really interested in knowing how, you know, you'd be willing to pay for it.
Yeah. Perfect.
So.
And again, if somebody has a question, what's your web or your email address?
Amber.Blake@DurangoGov.org.
Okay. Amber.Blake@DurangoGov.org. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
And again, if you want to find out all the information, go to DurangoGov.org. You'll see the Colorado Cities and Towns. Or you'll have, something right at the top of the page. Click on it. Take the 5-question survey.
Exactly.
Let your voice be heard.
Let us know what matters to you.
Amber, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
We have to send it back to the studios. You've been listening to Chamber Chat. Have a great day.